Hey everyone, welcome to the Bonner Breakdown. It is Chris. We are here today with another good report, with a great show from Lenny Guerrero with The Help Shed. We're excited to have him with us. But before we get into that, I want to just say thank you to a couple of our sponsors. First off, I want to thank Ting, who is providing fiber gigabit speed internet. And one of the things that people look at is what makes Ting different. The fiber allows us for extremely fast speeds. True gigabit fiber internet is a game changer for families, for businesses, for entrepreneurs, for students. And it's for anyone who relies on the internet. And right now we're relying on the internet a lot. So if you've got difficulties in your situation with internet access, you're in Sandpoint, go ahead and check out ting.com/Sandpoint and see if your address is on there. If not, get registered and see if you can't get access where you're at. So with that, what I want to do is also say thank you to Bonner Community Housing Agency for hosting all this and making this happen. And what I want to do now is introduce everybody to Lenny. Lenny, welcome to the show, man. So good to have you on. Yeah, awesome. All right. So there you go. I unmuted you. So
thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's the joy of live broadcasting. So how are you doing?
I have notifications popping up. I should have.
Okay. I know, me too. I'm about to shut some things down here real quick. Some of these extra windows that are dinging me. Every show we start off with what we call the good report. We want to find what's positive, what are the good things happening, and we talked a little bit about that. What's something that you'd want to share that's a good report?
I thought of it over the past day, and the only thing I think of is just the amount of people that have jumped in the key to provide food for everybody. Right. The community, I think, was the first concern, but everybody's been taken care of, and I'm seeing it. I'm here every day at the Help Shed, and so I get to see firsthand the people that are dropping by, and then we've had so many meals just come through here that everybody jumped in and just started taking care of it. Yeah.
Dude, that's so great. That is so great. And I think that's definitely something that we saw right away. A lot of restaurants jump in and Pack River Store, different places saying, hey, we're going to feed as many kids as we can. We're going to get as aggressive as we can with that. I saw recently that they're moving a lot of that the reliance on food banks right now has become really high. Like the food banks are going through a lot of stuff, and we'll talk a little bit more about that because that's kind of where you come in a little bit. So my good report, I was thinking about it, and there's a lot of businesses that are just choosing to give freely, right? They're just giving away stuff. They're not worried about their what the outcome is going to be long term. They're not worried about profit motive. They're not worried about a lot of that stuff. They're just like, if people need it, we're just giving it away. And when you start seeing that happen more and more, I feel like it's going to shift some things in how we do business in general, long term, which gets me kind of excited. So to that, I'm going to say cheers to the good report and take a little sip here. And I think that there's so many, with all the chaos and craziness, there's some really positive things that are actually going to come out of this. One of the things a few weeks ago when I was doing the show, I was online and I got, I ran across your Facebook page. And then we connected on Instagram and all the different socials that that Bonner Breakdown's on. It seems like you've really been aggressive with that to get the word out about what you're doing. And so I'm super excited to have you on the show. I love it when people grab the bull by the horns and make something happen that is good and that's benefiting the community. So thank you. Lenny, we want to hear about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, anything that you want to share today.
Well, yeah, let's see. Yeah. It all sort of ties into entrepreneurship. Yeah. For me, I was from a very young age had an entrepreneurial mindset. And so to get through all that, I've always had some kind of little gig or side gig and figure out a way to make some extra money. And a lot of, and so I had a lot of experience in life with that stuff. And then, along with that, experienced a lot in life with mental illness, family dysfunction, homelessness, and I have learned a lot.
Right. Well, I imagine that you've seen what the needs are up close and personal then.
Yeah. I've been in the mental health system for 15 plus years.
Okay.
And the homeless shelters, I've in bigger cities, Denver and Portland, really those two cities being a big part in the help shed because I was able to see how things were done in those areas.
That's cool.
Bring ideas here that I didn't see happening. Just all my experience, I've taken, and then I found myself recently in a situation again where I would run businesses, get things going, my life would be going good, and then because of mental health issues, I would things would maybe fall apart for a little while, and I'd have to get on my feet again. This time it took a little longer. It's been a long stretch. Maybe we're going on a good 5 years here of instability. And in that time, I chose to just try and figure out a way to start a business again that would help people that were in my situation.
Yeah.
So I started, while I was homeless, I just started networking right away with different nonprofits, especially in Denver. I just got linked up with, like, the library was great. Several of the missions there. And then just their healthcare system taught me a lot, how they're doing things, how they're treating the homeless. And they weren't turning anyone away for anything, dental. It was just, at that point, things that weren't available here were available in other areas, and I saw something bigger. And I was in the system going through the lines and the process and learning how it all works and and soaking it all in because I like learning. What we can use. And then in Portland, I was introduced to another system, which was similar but different in ways. And then I was introduced into the food side of it, Sisters of the Road Cafe in Portland, Oregon.
Come on.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they are. I've got a huge history in Portland. My wife grew up there. Yeah. I've got lots of family that live in Salem and Portland. That's awesome. What a great, that's good to hear. Yeah.
They have a lot of good stuff going over there.
They do.
And there's a big,
there's a big need.
Homeless. I've spent, a total of months there homeless, overall through the years. And the reason I go there is because I can get on a train and get to shelter quick and have more resources. There are more resources available there. So that's what led me there. And I love the area. I went there before anyway, but so the Sisters of the Road Cafe probably was the first thing that put in my mind. I needed to figure out how to do something to provide food.
Okay.
And so I give a lot of credit to them for that part of it. And then I just learned a few more things, how they're distributing food, sack lunches, what people really needed, what I really needed.
Okay.
I learned to live minimally.
All right. Yeah.
I just sort of got a really good grasp over the past 5 years or so, off and on. I haven't been just, I have to the point where I was living on the streets and in shelters, because of, where my life was at the time.
Right.
But I haven't been just, I've always figured out a place to stay. Mm-hmm. I just haven't, because of the housing situation here, we have found stable housing.
So, oh, good.
So in that process, there are just so many things that I learned, and I started learning from other entrepreneurs around the country and taking their sort of, started reading books, really.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
or listening to books. I never.
Sure.
Read.
Okay. Yeah. The audiobooks are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It changed my life, really, because I don't have the attention span to read.
So okay.
I just never read books from a kid. I probably never finished the whole book, you know. And so audiobooks just about 5 years ago really started teaching me a lot faster. And then I spent a lot of time, hundreds of hours in different areas
right.
of books. Specifically, I think worth mentioning, like people like Tim Ferriss and
come on.
Just,
yep.
Yeah. Yeah. The Health Shed is based off Tim Ferriss, Gary Vee, you know,
awesome.
Some big companies that I follow cause I feel they treat their customers right. You know, just some marketing companies. So I really push when I'm pushing companies, it's because I feel they're doing
right.
They're treating people right, you know.
Yeah.
And I like to learn from them.
Come on. And every good company wants that kind of marketing, right? Like every good company wants people to be advocates for their services and product and everything else. Sounds like you're doing
yeah.
that. I want to rabbit trail real quick on the audiobook thing. Was there any books that you felt were like the most impactful that you've listened to?
I have probably, I could list about five.
Okay.
The first one, a good friend of mine, Tom Clark, he started Cedars of Idaho here. And he told me, and there's a reason I mentioned him. he gave me the idea to read the book, The Four Agreements.
Okay.
And that was the start. That was my first, like, exposure to self-help books, and it really set me just helped me understand things a little clearer and how things should be and shouldn't be in my mind, and so it helped me and exposed me to the books. And then I went more into the business side because I'm really excited about business. So
yeah, come on.
That Four Agreements came at a good time. I was roaming around, living outside. I was it was really good to good timing. But then I got serious and I got into The 4-Hour Work Week.
Yeah.
Is by Tim Ferriss.
Yeah.
And I just finished I'm an hour left on it again, my second round on it.
Okay.
And so I think a lot of his information in that particular book is still very relevant now.
That's awesome.
And so, and then Brendan Burchard, High Performance Habits.
Yeah, that's such a good book.
Yeah, I would say that's my favorite and one I'm trying to run my life sort of along those lines. I feel a lot of these entrepreneurs are more coping skills, mental health, and those are the books that I, you know, sort of grab onto, the ones that help you in life in general, not just in business.
Yeah, I see a lot of I actually think getting into self-improvement, you know, is to me more of the route I go. Like, you know, that how can I make myself or help myself get to that next level of what I can envision in my mind that I want to become, that I've got a vision of where I should be, but I have a hard time getting to where I want to go. So I need help. And so that, you know, authors like Ferris and some of these guys are so good at laying out, here's something you can participate in and do on your own, in your own effort, in your own timing. You don't even have to get it right. You just have to start doing some things.
Yeah.
And so to me, I love this stuff. I think that's great. High Performance Habits is a great book. And the 4 minute or the 4 hour work week is phenomenal book. I got for Christmas, one of my family members got me Tim Ferriss analogy of interviews and conversations that he has with people. And it's just, you know, just a beautiful, beautiful thing. So yeah, I love that.
Yeah. It's nice that there's a lot of so many free resources out there for entrepreneurs, anyone that wants to, especially with what's happening right now, there's just an abundance of ways to take care of ourselves. But we got to start, and that's what those books and those different entrepreneurs that are out there talking about it, they're just pushing, just do it, just get it done. And that's where you see a lot of my social media stuff. I wouldn't call it professional. It's still on a very amateur level, but I post a lot on social media. My goal is to just put as much as I can out there, and then some things take off in a lot of this stuff. And it's a hard balance to find because you don't want to annoy people, but social media is where you get the word out. So
it totally is. It totally is. And I think with the current health crisis, that the social media aspects will take on a whole new life form for a lot of people. We're seeing it being some of the busiest times that have ever happened on social media because so many people are home and wanting to connect. And so it's just changed kind of the outlook of that a little bit. So I've always thought that you've posted great content. You've kept it very, what I would call in that realm of being a professional, social media platform. You know, it seems like you treat it professionally. Some people treat it like their personal venting station. And so that's not what I tend to see from anything that you put up, which I value that, appreciate that. Especially with the service that you're providing. So let's talk a little bit about the Help Shed. When did you start that? How did that come into being?
And I might have someone peeking the door here. I forgot to close that curtain.
Oh, it's all good.
But yeah, let me,
you're free. You're free. You do, you know, if you want to go take care of that, you feel free.
Let me just close the curtain. I feel bad for my customers, but we got to do this.
All right, cool. Yeah, no worries. No worries.
We are closed but we're open here at the shed lot because if someone needs us, but we do stuff online and all
right.
that. So, but people are still driving through. So,
yep.
So yes, the Help Shed. So the idea is basically I saw about 4 years ago, back I had the idea when I was homeless to find a shed dealership so I could make tiny homes and start a little tiny home community. So that was just the idea. And so I came back to Sandpoint from Colorado, and I was still, Cedars of Idaho was actually, he let me crash in
No worries. Go for it.
This is where I overshare sometimes. He let me crash in a shed over there.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I was biking back and forth from Pondere to Sandpoint, and and I saw the shed lot and it was available, a dealership was available, but I wasn't in a position to try and present myself to take over a shed dealership. So another gentleman, Steve Johnson, stepped in, and he's been in the community for a long time,
sure.
School teacher, and I met him, and I could tell he might need a little help in the office.
Okay.
On the business side of things, so I offered to help him, and he immediately accepted, and so I found my spot.
Awesome.
He just was willing to help me, start supporting me. Well, as far as working with me, and you know, it's hard when you're homeless to go get a good job,
mm-hmm.
Because you don't have all the, you know, you don't have a shower in the morning, you don't have all the things
right.
You need,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So to go start something that's going to go somewhere for me as an entrepreneur was hard to get started in that situation. So
sure.
For a company to give me that chance to just like, yeah, like let's do something together. And so I stepped in here and started working, and we came up with the idea to start a little homeless shelter type situation out of these sheds. And we started looking for properties, and we came up with Hearts to Homes between our little group. We have three of us that work here, and we pursued that, and I went around the community sort of doing what I'm doing now, talking about doing this, just reaching out to the community and helping
right.
homeless.
Yeah.
And it was going great, and I guess things just sort of slowed down for me, and then roadblocks came up.
Okay. Yeah.
Especially when I guess just I don't know, the concern about just having a homeless shelter necessarily in the area, or
sure.
So a lot of things that I was not experienced to take on or understood,
right.
or I just
yep.
I just wanted to get stuff done, and I didn't really look into, you know.
Yeah.
So I stepped back, and we still continue to try and do things, you know, in the community and be involved. And then
uh-huh.
I saw that the Parker Subaru put a food pantry down in Coeur d'Alene. And I saw that on Facebook in right before. So in October is when we started.
Okay.
So right before that. Yep. I saw that, and I just talked to Steve, my partner, and said, we picked a shed on the lot. And I, at that point, had years of networking with contractors and local businesses.
Right.
And everybody knew what Lenny was up to, like trying to do something. So the minute I said I was ready to do something, everybody sort of just jumped in and made it happen. And all of a sudden there was a shed sitting on the bike path. And so that was just in October. And we had a local contractor come in and put a gravel pad down, and our manufacturer approved everything, and everything just went like seamlessly.
Wow.
No problem.
That's
nothing
so great.
Problem.
Wow.
And so the idea was just to put a little 8x8 shed there,
mm-hmm.
To have it a little bigger so we could have more than just a little bit of food. And then we just happened to have a 10x12 on the lot that was on sale. So I rented that shed, and so it gave us more of an opportunity.
That's awesome.
More space. And it just all worked out. And so, I don't know, I've sort of probably been bouncing around a little bit.
No, but you're telling it great. You're doing a great job. You're doing a great job. My camera keeps...
Yeah, is that your camera or mine?
Yeah, no, that's my camera. I don't know. I've noticed okay. that on the Zoom calls, my you know, recording camera likes to give me a pause, which that's why I don't do real expressive faces. Otherwise, it sticks like that. So,
yeah.
So you got it all in. You got it established. So tell us about the resource of the Help Shed. What is the resource itself?
So again, we scaled back down to food. I just was trying to find areas that there was gaps in the community, and was talking to Standpoint Community Resource Center, Helping Heart, Helping Hands, Healing Heart. You know, the different communities, organizations. You know, we found, I figured out where transportation, food, housing were the, seemed to be the three big ones, I think. So I just started researching those to see what we could do in our area, and modeling out after other programs in other communities. And I figured the Help Shed would be a good start by sharing food. But really it's meant to be, so on the go meals for people that are homeless or, there's a community of, you know, there's some homeless in the area that come by daily to get a meal. And so, you know, just that's the main thing. It's an emergency, like anything, like if you need something at any time, it's there. The idea is that it's sort of a self-service. But with technology nowadays, I haven't set it fully up this way, but my, we like to have someone available. Myself, I'm usually available, but if not, through our Google Nest, you can talk to someone at any time, 24 hours a day. So the idea is that it's more of a 24-hour resource center.
That's super and then, cool.
If someone needs help, like guidance to just guiding the resources in the community beyond, we're not here to replace Standpoint Community Resource Center or anybody. We're just here to assist. And because I've had experience navigating the, you know, the state system, the mental health system, the food banks, all that stuff, down in Coeur d'Alene with St. Vincent's, I've stayed down there. So I've gone through the whole intake process and know what it takes. So I want to be able to, people can reach out to me and get a little more guidance one-on-one. And just, so the food is there, and we want to make sure the food is consistent and grow on feeding the community, but the purpose is bigger, to just really help where any help is needed. It doesn't have, it's not specific. It doesn't matter how much money you make or, you know, any, there's just really no, there's a lot of things that can be done, and we're just trying to start small with what we can help with. And,
Well, we have so many nonprofits in our community and so many different people who are trying to provide opportunities to help those people that are in need here. And I think, you know, your shed just adds to the flavor of that, you know, across the across our region of people that are looking for unique and innovative ways to see a need and then meet the need. You know, and I think regardless of how everyone necessarily feels about it, there's a need there. Regardless, there's a need. And being able to look at that and go, okay, there's something I can do to help that. So that's a great, it's a great thing that you're doing there. When you talk about needs and how can people support the Help Shed? You know, like what are the things that, that whether it's businesses or private individuals can do to help you? Maybe somebody sees this and they go, you know, I really love this. I think it's a great idea. I really want to see something happen with that. How can they support you?
So that goes into maybe a bigger conversation.
No, it's great. Go for it.
The idea of the Help Shed was to network businesses together. And one, to take any excess we might have that might be going to waste and put it to use. Whether that's building materials. In a little background for me, I've been in construction and technology, anything marketing, advertising, just over the past 20 plus years. So I was networking with all those businesses. There's always ways. There's always a lot of waste and things. And so I've seen that through the years, seen things we can recycle and reuse. And I've followed all that stuff. And so I've just sort of picked apart things, you know, that we could use to help others. Mm-hmm. And networking with the businesses is the number one thing.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm trying to figure out how to... We don't take monetary donations, and that's hard because how do we make money? The big question I get, how are you doing this? Like, Lenny, what are you doing? How are you going to make this work? And so the idea is to network with bigger companies, make a little cut, for the health shed. To be very clear, I guess I want to help them make money before they help us make money. So that's what.
Sure.
So we got into the marketing side of things and e-commerce, because that's one way I could walk into a business and say, hey, let's get you on social media. Let's get you some views. Let's bring your sales up.
Great.
I won't charge you anything to do it. But then that creates a customer for me and a relationship that in turn supports the help shed, because when they do have to pay for services like direct mail advertising or Facebook advertising or lead generation, website design, all those things that I can't do for free or have the time to do.
Right.
When they use our services, then the 100% of the profits go to the help shed.
Cool.
We don't take, there's, nothing. That's it. Yeah.
Okay. So let me see if I'm understanding this correctly. You are looking to work with businesses that maybe need a little help with their social media or some different things like that. Okay. And as you develop that marketing, relationship or whatever that relationship looks like, the idea is that that business, over time, as you guys develop that relationship, then that business is able to support the help shed, but I'm not clear on how they do that. What's the...
Yeah, so I'll give you an example. Bear, and I'm here to promote who's helping the help shed. So Bear Mountain Express is a direct mail paper. Becky Plummer, she came in and she offered to sell me advertising. And I immediately tell everybody that I do barter only, because I don't have money for advertising. All my Facebook ads, everything I do is all just, I don't pay for anything. It's all whatever I can do it behind my computer. So so we talked about the help shed. She immediately offered to advertise a half page ad in her direct mail paper
for you
to support the community. And
it
was amazing. So that immediately was, I knew that was someone I needed to invest my time in, a business I wanted to look into. So I did all my research on direct mail, what I didn't know already, and got caught up on it. And then I used her service and I used it for a couple of months and we made sales and we got, for our shed dealership, we ended up, it paid for itself, no problem. And so we ended up making an agreement to barter through the help shed. So I am now doing all her social media, she's inviting me to help her with her business.
But you're giving all of that to anything that comes in goes directly to the help shed.
Yeah. So now our commission, we make selling advertising, which is very clear. We make 35% of the ad. That goes directly to
the help
whatever the help shed needs most at the time.
Wow. That's great.
So,
That's
And
great. I
that's a
love
pretty
it.
big chunk, you
That
know.
is, yeah, but.
And those, but the idea that it helps everybody, it's a win-win. And in the end, at least some of it. And there's a fine line. I've always had a problem tying business and helping the community together. It just seemed like there was always a, I don't know, I didn't know how to do it properly. And so the best way I figured out how to do it is just like, don't, I don't know, I'm just trying to make a separate business that is the help shed and set up a handful of companies. My goal is to take a few companies, 3 to 5 companies every few months and work with them and introduce them into our marketing. And we've been networking with some great companies around the country that are helping us. Even though it's just mostly me here, just doing some stuff behind the computer. We have graphic designers across the country that are great and they're fast and affordable. And that's the thing, I try and find people that are fair and affordable. And because anything on the internet nowadays costs, it seems, just a crazy amount of money. So, and so I just try and find a way to pass on good resources to other businesses. And yeah, I guess I got a little
No, it's great.
yeah.
And one of the things that I think is helpful for people is when they watch this is it will be to be able to see kind of how the thing works a little bit better because it makes it easier for people to know how to support, and say, hey, have we thought about, we could use some help with getting some of our platforms set up, and we also want to give to the community. Here's this perfect link in the help shed for them, right? So I think that there's some businesses that may be intrigued by this conversation and go, oh, I at least need to have a conversation with Lenny to see, how can we help the help shed and help the community while we're grow our business. It's a
Well,
win-win,
and we're,
right?
yes, and we're also networking with other businesses, local businesses that are going to
Right.
help you
Right.
too.
That's great.
We've met with other marketing companies in town,
Okay.
so we're not, and we're trying to keep things local, support local businesses. We do have some out-of-state help because that's what I can afford because I barter with them, and they do my logos and graphic design, and a big thing that I would like to talk about. Maybe this is a good time.
Yeah, go for it.
One company, Personable Media, out of Denver,
Okay.
he created an app called Free Food Now. And what it is, it's on iPhone and Android, and it's currently in Denver. And if you pull it up, it'll show all the free food pantry locations in Denver, and
Wow.
there's tons of them. And
That's cool.
he's been rallying the community and doing a lot of food rescue,
Right?
and he's a computer programmer, so he took what he could do and he built this amazing app for to help people find food, at these little pantries. What I've found in our community is most people don't know that there's 6 free food pantries in Sandpoint. So we have the help shed is considered a free pantry. That was the idea. And then you have 5 more.
Well, we know the food
Man, so
bank, right? The
yeah.
Barnard,
Then we have the food bank. We have Creations in the Bridge has a food pantry. The Bonner Mall has a little food pantry. These are all from 7B Culinary Connections. And then we have one at the Forestburg Charter School, North Idaho Mental Health. I'm feeling bad because I'm forgetting so much information, but
It's all good. It's all good. Do not feel
yeah.
bad.
So
Number one, you're on the spot
this is
too,
a
so.
thing. It's hard to remember where all these pantries are and where we can go and leave food. Because the big thing beyond me trying to do marketing and help businesses and create income to grow the help shed, we're here to have a location for people to share items,
That's great.
food or so that was my first goal, was to direct people to all these pantries. And so I on Instagram. This summer I got on Instagram. I fought Instagram forever. I didn't want to get on it. And then I was listening to some of my entrepreneur, you know, shows, and I finally got on Instagram, created a half a dozen to a dozen accounts, and grew a few of them. Oh man, I'm getting sidetracked.
It's all good. It's all good. So, yeah. but you were saying that you originally were really looking at starting the Help Shed and getting this food pantry open. So how do you stock the food pantry?
Yeah. Let me back up to where I was going with the Instagram. I'm sorry.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, the free food. Now, I got on Instagram and started connecting with different organizations, and connected with Free Food Now in Denver. I just sent him an Instagram message, a direct message, and said, "I love your app. I'd love to have it in Sam. We'd love to have it in our town. What could we do to do something like this?" And I had no idea what it really cost to create an app at that point. I knew it cost money, but.
Right. Yeah.
And he immediately called me on the phone, and we had a great conversation, and we just started a relationship. And we started working on it, and him and his team have been building an app for Sandpoint.
Come on.
And uploading all the data, and I still have to send them pictures of all the pantries, but it's about ready to be live as far as I know.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, so it's a big
thing. That's super exciting. Good.
Because people will be able to just have an app on their phone. They will see all the locations, a picture, directions, more guidance on how to use it. And then it'll show the food bank. The free meals we'll be able to add to it, as from my understanding. And then also when someone leaves a donation, they'll be able to click a button and it'll light up a different color in the app for a couple hours. And this is all, there's been a lot going on, so I don't have all the exact details.
Right. But, yeah, sure. No, that's good.
Along those lines. So there's a lot of, that's a really exciting thing for the community. I feel awareness of why now getting back to why the Help Shed is here and how it's stocked is, the community just brings food, just like these little pantries all over town, and they just drop. Right now, I'm encouraging people to drop food with me at my office so I can sanitize things properly and distribute it properly.
Okay, great.
But in the past, when things are just normal, there's a fridge and microwave in there for people to eat meals, and then people just regularly throughout the week add to their grocery list. Bring extra from their cupboards that they're not eating, and that the soup kitchens have joined in. The ladies at the soup kitchens are great. They've invited me into their step together group, and I meet with them once a month, and able to really be involved in what's going on with the different groups in the community.
Nice.
I feel very privileged to
come on. Yeah, that's awesome.
Be able to do all that stuff, and so just really been. How it's stocked is just people wanting to feed their friends and family.
Yeah.
And we encourage anybody that needs it at any time to use it. It's not, even though there are certain people that use it regularly, it's always here for anybody.
Right.
It's off the bike path for a reason. If you're going by and you need a snack, grab something from the Help Shed. It's on the bike path. I installed a camera in there because safety reasons, it's a business. It's on the bike path. It just had to happen. I was worried because I wanted people to respect people's privacy because it can be a sensitive issue, but I'm the only one that has access to any.
It's a safety issue. Yeah.
You know, it's just safety. Yep. And so we figured that out.
Good.
But with that camera, I've seen some great things happen. Groups of kids come in, grabbing some sack lunches, sitting down, eating, cleaning up their messes, and giving a thumbs up in the camera, and going on their bike ride. You know, so So yeah, there's a, it's there for everyone. And yeah, that's a little bit about how it's been running so far. It's been a learning process.
Come on, that is awesome. That is awesome. So people need to reach you via social media, right? Message you, or whether it's on Facebook or TikTok or any of these other places that you're doing videos and putting stuff out there. So they, you know, if people want to support or help, they should, you know, ultimately try and connect with you via social media. Is that right?
Yep. I'm social media is my thing. So I'm on every platform.
Right.
We're trying to build a brand for the Help Shed across. We have people from across Australia that have messaged us, from people in Houston, Texas that want to start a Help Shed, family members down in Arizona that have been trying to figure out how to arrange something like it. So the idea is to spread the idea on social media. And so, yeah, it's a great place. I can always be reached. You know, all my contact information everything goes to my cell phone. So okay. Any number, any of the businesses I'm associated with, I can be reached at. And,
that's great.
Just leave a message. It gets a little busy, but I always get back to you. So.
Yeah. That's cool. I'm looking and it seems like the live stream keeps kind of maybe cutting in or out. So I'm not sure what the scoop is with that. But what I am recording it regardless. I have Ting here at the studio and I just checked and I'm over 300 megabytes up and down. So I'm good on my end. So I'm not sure why the live stream's giving us fits. But what I would love to do, I'm recording it anyway, so it'll come up clean.
Okay.
What I would love to do is, you mentioned that you might be able to give us a tour of where you're at, the location, and the Help Shed. Are you game?
Yes. Let me make sure my...
You're good. You're good on your end.
My camera is not streaming on high quality. That way, when we walk out there, doesn't cut out.
Yep. Cool.
Because we have a Nest door cam for security for the business. And maybe that, I hope that hasn't been causing a problem.
No, at the very beginning it was a little choppy, but that cleared up pretty quick. So we're good.
Okay. Oh yeah. No, I'm good. So, okay. Yeah. Let's walk out.
Yeah. Give us the tour, Lenny.
So I'm going to turn the camera around here.
Great.
I'm learning Zoom. I hope to use it a lot more. Okay.
Sweet.
So this is my little, our little 10 by 20 office here.
Okay.
And we're keeping inside now. We have a microwave in here and the fridge, that way just for cleanliness. So if someone does need a meal, I usually have some frozen items in there that I can put in microwave meals.
Okay.
People, I think these tubes have to be here because we're a business, but don't just ignore them, walk around them and be careful.
Sure.
But most people, you know, enter and park right by the office and in front of the office and come into the Help Shed. You can't pull into the office and come around the other side to park anywhere in there. But right now I just have it sort of open so people can come and go real quick and grab what they need. The sack lunches are here today. We've probably got about 40 or 50 sack lunches ready to hand out this afternoon.
That's awesome.
So that's when I get off here, I'll be working on that. And then, you know, this is all like just as I can make stuff. You know, I get stuff at thrift stores. I got this board for a couple bucks at the thrift store, you know.
Yeah,
and that way
come on.
People can put some information up there, business cards, anything in the community. I'll make a bigger board, a bigger wall. We're going to insulate it and finish it out properly. This is just what we have started. And
that's
this is
so
our
great.
Resource board. So I put that on for today for us. But the rapid, the homeless prevention rapid housing program available. Do you think this is the fall? I leave that up there. Anyone has any questions, they can ask me about it anytime. And then we'll fill that up with local resources. And just, this is just a start. We have more room. We made the pad a little bigger so we can go, we can move this building in somewhere else eventually.
Okay.
In the community, hopefully, and then get a bigger one here.
So,
but yeah, and this is fit through the front here as well. So a lot of people come this way. But yeah, right across from Papa Murphy's Pizza.
Okay.
I like to, I do my videos, I do show outside because I like people knowing where it's at. Gives them a little bit of direction.
Oh, that's great. Right. That is awesome. All right. Cool, man. That was great. Thank you so much for showing us around. Super appreciate that. I am just putting all the stuff back on. Yeah, thank you so much for showing us. Is there anything else, like as we kind of wrap up, that you really feel like you want to share with the community at large while you have a moment?
Let's see. You know, I just this is a good opportunity to say something. I just really want to be for us all to be here to support. Some of us feel sometimes that we need help and we can't get it, and it's always, but the help is always here, and there's a lot of people in this community that are ready to help at any minute, and the that's what I've received in this community. I've
that's
had
awesome.
People just build me up and get me back to where I needed to be for my family, for my family and myself, and so I just want to encourage that, and and it's happening, and I love it, and I just there's a lot, just it's all very appreciated all the support that we've had for the Help Shed, and just keep sharing stuff, communicate with me with what we need to do, and I'll just, my goal is just to distribute as much as we can as easily as possible, and keep growing. So
that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And thanks for you know, sharing your story with us, because I think it's important for people to recognize that these issues aren't just like somewhere out off in the distance. They're not like some people maybe think of, like, oh, we don't have any of these issues here. And so being able to have you communicate that, and you did just a phenomenal job of that. So thank you. I think it's so helpful for people to see what's actually happening. Not just what we think might be happening, but to actually see what is happening. So thank you so much for that. Super appreciate it. And, I really look forward to seeing the growth and what happens there with the Help Shed. So I will put all your social media links in the show notes so people have that. You sent those over to me, but they will be added to the show notes. I'm going to check the live stream and see if it's really good or really bad. And then I'll, if it's bad, I'll just post the recording, you know, from it being choppy or whatever. So with that, Lenny, thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you for telling us about the Help Shed, sharing your story. It's valuable. We appreciate you, and thank you for your diligence in helping this community out.
Thank you for having me. This is awesome.
Awesome. Okay, great. Well, I'm gonna close this out, but hang on the line for 1 second, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for watching this episode of the Barner Breakdown. Special thanks to Ting and BCHA for sponsoring this show. For more shows or to be a guest, please visit barnerbreakdown.com. Have a great day.